This one is on Clarence, C-L-A-R-E-N-C-E. The last name is Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R. Clarence Meyer. And this one starts with 79-year-old gentleman admitted to hospice with end-stage COPD, period. The patient has... patient is O2 dependent, has core pulmonary and pulmonary hypertension, period. Patient has severe aches and pains and requires pain medication on the clock, period. Patient has protein calorie malnutrition with swelling of the lower extremity related to his severe COPD and core pulmonary, period. Patient lives with a spouse who requires education and help with the patient's end-stage disease process, period. Patient's KPS is at 50%. Patient at times is very confused and disoriented, period. Patient sleeps 8 to 12 hours a day, is restless because of his chronic hypoxemia, and requires respiratory treatments to control his symptoms on a very frequent basis, period. Patient has chronic cough with yellow to green sputum, and period. Review of patient's records reveals that patient has been on numerous doses of prednisone steroid therapy for his severe lung condition. He has an extensive smoking history, as I mentioned. Has had multiple pneumonias in the past 3 months and has required hospitalization with end-stage COPD, period. Patient has also had exacerbation of his COPD, requiring steroid and antibiotic therapy, period. Patient also suffers from chronic respiratory failure, hypercapnia, BPH, history of COPD with a lung nodule, period. His PFD is consistent with severe COPD with a low DLCO. His chest x-ray shows significant bronchiectasis. Patient has been tried on NIPPV in the past and has failed multiple times, period. Patient also has been on multiple inhalers, which all have been working only to a very small, has been only providing small amount of help for this patient, period. Given patient's advanced COPD, he is definitely hospice candidate and is expected to live less than 6 months. Thank you.